Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest parents and children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is now time for Ta'lim and Madrasa. I hope and pray all of you are well and you are ready for Madrasa. As it is Friday today, and on Friday we do stories from the lives of the Sahaba. So this week we will be doing a story of a Sahaba by the name of Tufail ibn Amr ad-Dawsi. Tufail ibn Amr ad-Dawsi radiallahu anhu was the chief of the tribe of Daws. He was renowned for his hospitality, as none in need were ever turned away from his door, feeding the hungry, calming the fears of those in distress, giving shelter to the homeless. Such deeds were second nature to him. This was him before Islam, that he had all of these qualities. With this, he was very intellectual and was an accomplished poet. Tufail radiallahu ta'ala anhu set off for Mecca at a time when conflict between the Muslims and non-Muslims was very bitter. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission was to invite people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The disbelievers of Quraysh confronted him and used to use every weapon at their disposal to deter people from following our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unaware of these circumstances, Tufail radiallahu ta'ala anhu arrives in Mecca. The story that unfolds is best heard in Tufail radiallahu ta'ala anhu's own words. He says, "When I reached Mecca, as soon as the leaders of Quraysh saw me, they gave me a warm welcome. Then the leaders gathered around me and said to me, 'O Tufail, you have come to our city, and it is our responsibility to warn you about this man who claims prophethood. He has split our community. We fear a similar fate will befall your people if you are not careful. So do not even speak to him or listen to a single word he utters, because his speech contains sorcery by which he bewitches men into renouncing their nearest and dearest. And by Allah," Tufail radiallahu ta'ala anhu continues to say, "that by Allah, they kept on citing story upon story of his achievements until they placed such fear, such terror in me for the safety of my people and myself, that I swore that I would neither approach him, nor speak to him, nor hear a single word from him. So before going to the Kaaba and gaining blessings from the idols for whose sake we perform pilgrimage and fed the poor, I inserted some cotton into my ears out of fear that his speech would fall into my ears. Upon entering the masjid, my gaze fell upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he stood silently in prayer. I was struck by his method of prayer, so different from ours. Before I knew it, I found myself taken back. It was as though his worship shook me to the very core of my being. Unconsciously, I began drawing closer and closer to him until I found myself standing near him. By Allah, it was destined for me that some of his speech would enter into my ears. I sensed that his words were blessed, and I said to myself, 'O Tufail, are you not an intelligent poet possessing the ability to differentiate between right and wrong words? Why are you preventing yourself from listening to this man's words? If you listen to him and you find his speech to be beneficial, you should accept it. And if you find it to be foul, then reject it.' By this, I waited for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam finished his prayer and left for his home, I followed him till he entered his home. Then I entered into his presence and I spoke, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, your people have said so and so to me about you. By Allah, they have terrified me so much that I have blocked my ears with cotton to prevent me from hearing your speech. Despite this, Allah had decided otherwise and allowed me to hear some of it. I found it to be wondrous. Now present your case before me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did so, and he recited Suratul Ikhlas and Suratul Falaq to me. By Allah, I had never ever heard such beautiful words. Immediately, I outstretched my hand to him, and I testified that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his last and final messenger. By doing this, I entered the fold of Islam. This was an amazing incident regarding a very special companion by the name of Tufail ibn Amr ad-Dawsi. It teaches us the beauty of Islam. It teaches us the beauty of the Quran. And it also teaches us that how Islam was spread. There are many misconceptions that we hear in the outside world that Islam was forcefully spread. People were forced to accept Islam. Islam was spread by the sword. Islam was spread by fighting and terror. These are all false allegations. The truth is that Islam spread because of its beauty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed such beauty within Islam, such beauty within the Quran, such beauty within every teaching and aspect of Islam, that any person who studies the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and with a true and clear mind studies Islam, then he will definitely find Islam to be true. We as Muslims are very, very fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful religion. So we need to appreciate it, we need to hold on to it, and we need to do everything we can to beautify ourselves as Muslims so that others can also see the beauty of our deen. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was performing salah in the correct way, that Tufail radiallahu ta'ala anhu was moved to find out about the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If we were to hold fast to every aspect of our deen and truly and properly follow it, then we too will become the means of many, many people entering the fold of Islam. Now what happens after he has accepted Islam, inshallah we'll do next week. Until then, please take care of yourselves. Keep working hard in your madrasa studies. As mentioned yesterday, that today is Friday, today is Jumu'ah, and we must all read as much durood as we can. By Maghrib, until Maghrib, continue reading durood, and thereafter send me your total durood count. Also on Fridays, I keep forgetting to mention every Friday, that in madrasa on Fridays we take out sadaqah. At the moment, our madrasa is in need of donations, so every week, please take out some sadaqah. Like I mentioned before, make a donation box, set aside a tub. It could be a box with sellotape over it. It could be anything. We just need somewhere where we can collect our donations. And daily, put a small amount of donations. And then on Friday, increase that amount of donations. The children can go round to the adults and ask them to place some amount of donations inside, so we can get the reward of their donations as well. And then once our donations are ready, once we have a reasonable amount, then please let me know and I will get someone to inshallah come and collect the donation boxes. Inshallah, this is also an amal that and practice that we have set out for our children in madrasa, and we want you to continue doing this from home. Inshallah, until Monday, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.